It is. It's pretty boring. All right, guys. So you just saw her up here giving you t-shirts. This is Katie Johnson Smith.
It's easy to villainize someone you don't understand. You see a rich businessman and you think, oh, fuck you and your money. You're a bad person and I hope everything you do fails. To you, they are no more human than a cardboard cutout of Princess Leia. But guess what? Everyone is a human being deserving of much more than surface-level judgments. James Bruce Johnston Sr. was my grandfather, and a larger-than-life character filled with wisdom, electricity, and love. And I used to spend stretches of lazy childhood summer weeks with him, my grandmother, and many of my 12 cousins at his house in northern Michigan. He taught me how to drive on the backcountry roads, teased me about the townies I thought were cute. I was pretty much exclusively into any breathing man who bagged groceries or worked in a field. And occasionally pretended his body was possessed by an evil Godzilla-esque monster who couldn't help but terrorize my cousins and me. It was the type of childhood dreams are made of, and I am very lucky to have experienced it. One summer, we didn't go to Michigan. Not right away. I still spent a good amount of time with my granddad, watching him face death. And I'm sure he was afraid, but he never let me see that. I saw a man whose heart was open with love for his family as well as the God he worshipped. Before he left us, he made sure everyone important to him knew how he felt about them and what they were capable of in life. That is who he was. He was a loving, encouraging, honest, self-made man who did his best to enrich the lives of his loved ones. That is his legacy to me, and I wish it was the way everyone remembered him. But history will remember him as the chief negotiator and executive vice president of U.S. Steel, who was on the front page of the New York Times, featured in the Wall Street Journal, and wrongfully indicted by a group of plaintiff lawyers looking for a big payday. And I get that it's easy for a person who didn't know him or a person who felt wronged by him or someone who just wants to hate a seemingly powerful man look at my grandfather and his life and the things he accomplished and say, yeah, fuck that guy. And that is really unfortunate. My wish for at least all of the people who hear this piece is that next time you want to jump to judgment of a person you don't know, take into consideration that they are someone's something. They are a dynamic and complex human being deserving of love, and you shouldn't judge anyone's story, especially if you don't know it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Katie. Kick in the second half.